Erevin Perkyud, Mishnah Zayin 1:7. The Mishnah now considers the question of transferring between two Rishuyos Yachid, where you don't need an Erev Chatzeros. That's not the issue here. The issue is that between the two Rishuyos Yachids, there is a Rishus HaRabim. So the general rule is that would be forbidden, because you can't transfer from Rishuyos Yachid to Rishuyos Yachid if there's an intervening Rishus HaRabim. However, our Mishnah has an unusual case, which is Bor Rishus HaRabim. You have a water cistern, a hole in the ground, that is in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's 10 tefachim deep and at least 4 by 4 tefachim wide. And that being the case, since it's offset by 10 tefachim, it has the status of Rishus HaYachid, even though it's sitting inside a larger Rishus HaRabim. And you want to get the water from there into your house. Now, to do that would be forbidden, as much as when you draw the water out, you have to pass through the Rishus HaRabim. However, this particular situation is your house is right above the bor, so you have a window that, look out in your window, you can see the bor down below, and the window of course is above 10 tefachim, and says the Mishnah, v'chul yaso gavoa sar tefachim, the sand that you took out of the hole when you dug it, you made like a protective wall around it, if you will, and that wall that protects people, prevents them from falling in the hole, etc., is at least 10 tefachim high. That will mean that when you draw the water out of the well, as it comes out from above the surrounding dirt wall, it's already more than 10 tefachim above the ground. That being the case, it's already out of the Rishus HaRabim and in the Makom Patur, because we said the Rishus HaRabim only extends up to 10 tefachim into the air. Beyond that, it's Makom Patur. So as the water comes out of the well, the Rishus HaYachid, it enters, goes 1/10 tefachim above the ground of the Rishus HaRabim because of the wall, and enters into immediately and always from Rishus HaYachid directly into Makom Patur. If you have Chalon Shel Gabav, you have a window overlooking that water cistern, Memalin Heimenu V'Shabbos, you are allowed to draw water directly from the well down below into your window up above. The reason why is because although you're transferring from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, and there is an intervening Rishus HaRabim, when the path that the water bucket will take never goes through a Rishus HaRabim. It goes straight through the air above 10 tefachim, through the Makom Patur. Now, if that were not the case, meaning if the height of the surrounding wall, the chulia, the dirt that went around the hole, is less than 10 tefachim high, so then it's very possible, probable in fact, that when you pull the water out of the well, the bucket will be in the Rishus HaRabim, and that would make it forbidden to bring it into your window. That assumes that the distance between the wall of your house directly beneath your window and the wall of the bor, the water cistern's protective fence, is more than 4 tefachim. Because if the wall of your house and the wall of the well were very close together, less than 4 tefachim apart, so the distance between the two is not really usable for the public. In other words, the Rishus HaRabim is around your house, but no public is going to walk between that narrow space between the well and your house. And that being the case, it becomes a Makom Patur to itself, lacking the 4x4 tefachim air requirement to be part of a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it would be permitted even if the wall of the well were less than 10 tefachim high. Similarly, says the Mishnah, if you have an ashpa, you have a garbage dump, Rishus HaRabim, that's sitting in the Rishus HaRabim, and the dump itself is Gevoa Sar Tefachim, it's 10 Tefachim high, and of course it's 4x4 at least Tefachim wide, so the garbage dump has the status of being Rishus HaYachid, and you have a window overlooking the dump, lucky you, so you have Chalon Sha'al Gabav, so we say Shofchin L'socha Mayim B'Shabbos, you're allowed to throw water out of your window into the garbage dump down below, because your home is Rishus HaYachid. The garbage dump down below is Rishus HaYachid, and since the garbage dump is 10 tefachim off the ground at least, so the water always traverses a Makom Patur, an area more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so it never goes through Rishus HaRabim, so it's permitted to do so. We say water here, but the truth is any garbage you want to throw out the window would be fine in such a scenario. However, in the time of the Mishnah, garbage dumps came in two varieties. There was the, I'll call it the public dump, where everyone just dumped their stuff, and that has a level of permanence because no one wants to fiddle with the garbage dump. But there's also people's private, garbage stashes, if you will, the private garbage dump. And whatever's being filled up there from time to time, it's possible that the private owner of this dump will clear away the debris, either to make use of it or to make space for new debris, whatever the story is. But if it's a privately owned dump, a personal dump, so then from time to time people do clear it away. In such a scenario, if you're talking about a private dump, it's forbidden for the person with the overlooking window to throw stuff out his window into the dump. The reason why is because he'll be in the habit of throwing stuff out his window when he's ready to dispose of it. Remember, in the time of the mission, there's no garbage collection or whatever it is, so that's how you get rid of the garbage out of your house. But the problem is, at some point in the future, this guy, the owner of the dump, might clear his dump away. The residents in the home beside it will continue his old practice of throwing stuff out the window when it's garbage, and he, as he disposes of the stuff out of the window, will be transferring from his home, the Rosh HaSiyachid, to the Rosh HaSaram down below, the newly cleared out dump. And because of that, we have a Din Derabanan, a Gezera, which says private dumps, you can't dump the way we describe in the Mishnah, because we're afraid one day it'll be cleared out. Whereas a public dump, you can, as long as the public dump is more than 10 tefachim above the ground.